أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ثم إنكم أيها الضالون المكذبون لآكلون من شجر من زقوم فمالئون منها البطون فشاربون عليه من الحميم فشاربون شرب الهيم هذا نزلهم يوم الدين صدق الله العظيم. Continuing to speak about those people on the left, those people who had received the books of deeds in the left hand, being on the left hand side of the arsh of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala analyzes the wrongs that they had committed in this world, and now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to them, ثُمَّ إِنَّكُمْ أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ. Addressing them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that then certainly, O Dallun, O people who have deviated, who went astray. When we look at this word deviated and went astray, the simple understanding we get is you are on the wrong road, you are on the wrong path. Al-Mukadhibun, and you have belied. So, O people who are on the wrong path and have belied. Now, if we take this in the context of a person that is traveling, a person wants to travel from point A to point B, and then that person is on the wrong road. Somebody comes and that person wants to direct him onto the right road, and he is insistent, stubbornly persistent that I am right and you are wrong. That person is never going to reach his destination. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh used to give a very, very beautiful example. It may sound a little bit humorous, but this is the truth and the reality of our lives. We know in Eastern countries, people sit in the train and people will sit on top of the train also. So if you bring it into our South African context, the train is departing from Johannesburg, people jump into the train and others jump on top. The destination of the train is going to Cape Town, and somebody asks the people on the top, where are you going, where do you want to go? The person replies, I'm going to Durban. So he's taking the Cape Town train and he wants to go to Durban. The questioner, the person asks the people in the bottom, where are you going? They say, we're going to Cape Town. Now he says to the people on the top, they are going to Cape Town and you're going to Durban. How is it possible? The person says, technology. The bottom part of the train is going to Cape Town and the top part is going to Durban. This is the example that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is giving here. أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ. That you are astray and you mukadhibun also. That when you are being reminded that this is the wrong road, take a U-turn, go on to the right road. They refuse to do that, and they would belie, and they would say, when the Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam came to them, and he showed them the straight path, and after Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, whoever tried to show them the straight path, they would not want to take the straight path. They are deviated, and they will insist, stubbornly persist, on doing the wrong, being on the wrong path, and believe that that is the right path. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala addresses them, أَيُّهَا الضَّالُّونَ الْمُكَذِّبُونَ لَآكِلُونَ مِنْ شَجَرٍ مِنْ زَقُّومٍ. That you will certainly eat from the tree of Zakkum. Now with regards to the tree of Zakkum, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has spoken about it in various parts of the Quran Kareem. In Surah Saffat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about this tree that is in the fire of Jahannam. Now again, this may seem to be illogical that normally a tree cannot grow in a fire. The fire will devour it, it will burn it. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَصْلُحَا فِي الْجَهِيمِ, that its very roots are in the fire of Jahannam. So we will understand from here that the logic of this world and the logic of the hereafter is two different logics. We cannot apply the logic of this world to the logic of the hereafter. When Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala revealed the ayats of this Shajaratul Zakkum, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about it as being a tree in the fire of Jahannam, then Abu Jahl began to mock at Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he said, how is it possible that a tree can grow in the fire of Jahannam? It is not possible. And you are saying that we are going to eat from this tree of Zakkum? That is not possible at all. Over and above that, he thought he had scored points against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that in some languages, Zakkum referred to kajur, to dates, that was fried in some butter or ghee. So he used to say that that food is very delicious and we will partake of that food. So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the Shajaratul Zakkum, and if we can understand, طَلْعُهَا كَأَنَّهُ رُؤُوسُ الشَّيَاطِينَ, that the fruits of it is like the heads of shaitan. So nobody has seen shaitan to understand it. So the commentators have expressed an example, and they say that if you look at serpents and you see the heads of serpents, that is how frightening and horrible this fruit of the Zakkum tree will be in Jannat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it, إِنَّ شَجَرَةُ الزَّقُّومِ طَعَامُ الْأَثِيمِ كَالْمُغْلِي يَغْلِي فِي الْبُطُونِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about it like the how it will be, and the description of boiled oil. When oil is boiling and boiling and boiling, like that will be the fruit of this tree that the people will have to eat. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that when they eat it, it's going to eat into the intestines, it is going to eat into the stomachs. We discussed a hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that when they are going to be given the fruit of Zakkum to eat, then it will prick their throats and it will get stuck in their throats. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَآكِلُونَ, that they will certainly eat from the Shajaratu Zakkum. فَمَالِئُونَ مِنْهَا الْبُطُونَ. Thereafter Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they will fill their bellies with it because of the extreme hunger. They will be so hungry. It comes in the hadith of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that the pangs of hunger will be of such a nature that they would think that there is no more severe adab in the fire of Jahannam than that hunger and the pain of that hunger. Now over and above that, when they eat it, it is going to get stuck to their throats, to their gullet. It is going to get stuck to everything. And at the same time, the ayats of the Quran Kareem bear testimony to it. It is going to be boiling and it is going to go down and it is going to burn their stomachs. And then they will have the desire to drink water. فَشَارِبُونَ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ الْحَمِيمِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that upon you, you will drink the waters of Hamim, that is the boiling water of the fire of Jahannam. Such will be that water. We described it, that wherever, forget the water, the utensil itself will be made of iron, so hot that when it is brought near the face, it will begin to burn the lips of that person, the skin of that person, the head of that person, and in this way they will drink and everything will disintegrate. Their tongues will disintegrate, their throats and their gullet will disintegrate, their intestines will disintegrate, everything will begin to disintegrate. But at the same time, there will be a desire for them to drink more and more, and each time they drink, each time everything disintegrates, like that, it will come back again, and they will drink again. Allah says, فَشَارِبُونَ شُرُبَ الْهِيمِ. No better description Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives of how they would drink. They will drink like how a thirsty camel drinks. Some of the ulama have explained, heem is that camel. Camels get a sickness and illness. The sickness and illness is such that when they drink water, they are never satiated with that water. So they carry on drinking. A normal camel drinks water in abundance and stores for days and days. But this heem will drink and drink and drink, and like that they will drink and it will burn everything within themselves, and they will carry on drinking and they will never be quenched. Their thirst will never be satisfied. And in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives again another very brief description of the people of the fire of Jahannam. In this world, they were the mutrafeen. they were living a life of luxury, a life of passion, following their own whims and their own desires. And there again, it will be a desire for the wrong thing. And hence, in this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows that they desire to drink and they will carry on burning and carry on burning and carry on burning. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then concludes, هَذَا نُزُلُهُمْ يَوْمَ الدِّينِ. This will be the nuzul. Nuzul generally refers to the starters that we have before our meals. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that this is their entertainment. This is just the starting of what is going to be a worse and a severe punishment in the fire of Jahannam. Allah says here, Yawm al-Deen, on the day of Deen, on the day of recompense, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will punish. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.